Miss Jenny, come and see this. I heard this phrase expressed so many times in my time as a camp counselor. Campers were always exploring the campgrounds in Ohio where I worked, finding new creatures and plants they had never seen before. And in the excitement of discovering these new things, they wanted to share them with whoever was around and willing to listen. They would run up to me and say, "Come and see this." And it would take a moment of faith every time to follow and see what they found. I would ask so many questions in my head on the way there. What have they found? Where are we going? Is this safe? What next? Do I know this? Even when I asked these questions aloud, they would just tell me to follow and see. These moments with my campers are very similar to the experiences and moments Jesus had with his disciples in today's text. They did not know what they were getting into when they began to follow Jesus and were invited to come and see. They just had to have a moment of faith to take that first step. Some of the disciples struggled to believe. Throughout the text today, we see people respond differently to what Jesus was doing and telling them. The disciples fumbled over their words when asked what they were looking for. They respond with a question of their own, "Where are you staying?" They did not answer Jesus' questions, but asked their own, "Where are you going?" They did not know what to believe or do at that point. They wanted their own answers directly from Jesus. And then there's Nathanael. When he was told about Jesus and who Jesus was, he was doubtful. He resists when he was told. He tells his friend, "Philip, can anything good come out of Nazareth?" I can imagine him scoffing at what he was told. Why is Nazareth important? At that time, it was just a small village, not on anyone's mind. He is honest about his thoughts on what he thinks about Nazareth and what he's been told. Then, when Nathanael is recognized by Jesus and called out to follow, Nathanael begins to believe. He was seen by Jesus so that he followed. And Jesus asked Nathanael, "Do you believe because you saw?" Nathanael is asked, "Why do you believe? Do you believe because I told you?" Nathanael believed Jesus because he was given direct words from him. He did not believe because of faith and what he was told. He had direct interactions with Jesus that made him begin to believe. Nathanael believed because he saw and he heard answers directly. So some of the disciples struggled to believe without actions. And just like Nathanael and the others, some of us might struggle to have faith as well. We live in a world where if we do not have answers to all our questions, it can be hard to figure out what to do. Having faith in God is sometimes a struggle to do. We want the answers to some of the most difficult questions, and yet we might never receive them. Why is this devastating thing happening to me or my loved one? Cancer, chronic illness, disease, COVID, violence. Why are these things happening? When will these things end? Some of us might not know what to do with faith sometimes because it seems easier to have direct answers that give us what we want. And then God asks us the same questions Jesus asks Nathanael, why do you believe? Is it because we think we will get all the answers to the questions we have? Why are we following God in our lives? Is it because we thought it might be easier to live in faith? Or will it be safer? Or were we just taught this? What is it that we believe in? And why? Answers do not and will not always come to us as we desire or when we want them to. They will not come directly from Jesus, as the disciples thought. When they do not, what do we believe in? Where does faith come into play? Many great things and events happen in our lives through the work of God through the Holy Spirit. But some of us struggle to have the faith to see these things happen and find where God is in those moments. That first step is the hardest to make and follow. Some of us struggle to have faith in our lives. But even in the midst of that doubt and those questions, Jesus continues to call his disciples to follow. Whenever disciples raised questions to Jesus, he invited them to follow me and come and see. Jesus was telling them to come and see where their faith can go and change if they followed him. The choice was up to them to change and develop their faith. This is evident in Jesus' response to Nathanael. He does not scold Nathanael or shoot down his questions, but says, "You will see more, so much more than this conversation." Jesus says, you believe because you saw. You will see so much more. The disciples think about why they believe and then are called to follow and change as they move forward in listening and sharing. There is an invitation to choose to follow Jesus. None are forced to follow, but they choose to. They know Jesus will do amazing things, and they want to be a part of it, and they want to see it. Their faith in Jesus is just in their beginning stages. They do not know what Jesus will do or what capabilities he has. This is a man they barely know, but have only heard from others like John around them. And yet they decide and choose to follow Jesus. Now, Jesus didn't promise a life of comfort and ease. There will still be difficult, challenging moments in the faith of his disciples, but they are now invited to see how Jesus works through those moments as well and be present with them. This is just the beginning. Come and see. Jesus invited his disciples to come and see what Jesus will do. Have faith in God and me. Questions are not directly answered, but invited to be continued to be asked and considered. Those are part of the faith of the disciples. Their faith will change and develop as they follow and see what Jesus will do in his earthly ministry. It will grow as they see where Jesus goes. Jesus invited them to come and see. And just like Jesus invited the disciples to follow, God invites us to come and see as well. The Holy Spirit is very much present in our lives and working through us through every moment of our life in our faith. God still shows up in new ways, in extraordinary ways. Come and see. Following Jesus is still a huge act of faith today. We do not know what will happen each day or what life will bring us. And we get to live out our faith every day and show how Jesus impacts us through our lives. We are invited to ask these difficult questions in faith and be honest about our honest thoughts and feelings. Just as Jesus did not scold Nathaniel, God does not scold us for asking. Questions are part of the faith. God reaches out God's hand to us. Come and see what faith can do in us. Faith is forever changing and developing. Some of us might be lifelong believers and continuing to learn in faith. Others might be brand new to this faith and learning everything new. God is with each of us, wherever we are, through these changes in faith, and leads us to trust in God more in these moments, in every moment. And that first step in faith is the hardest and the biggest. And it is the one that leads to so much more in faith and life. God is with us as we work through some of these toughest questions that we do not know the answers to. When we need to, God lets us scream and cry at God when we're angry and upset. God lets us praise and glorify. God lets us do everything in between. God is still present in COVID, even when we cannot physically be together. Christ is still born in here with us. God invites us to come and see what faith can do and be part of it. When I would follow my campers to whatever new discovery they made, most of the time it would be one of excitement and new knowledge, whether it be a bug, a plant, or something seen on the campground. We all learn something new about the world around them and how to spot God in new ways. And I had faith in them enough to follow and see what the new thing was. And it was normally one of learning and growth for me and for them. We all walked away anew. Faith changes as we move through life and experience new challenges. And God is there every moment of the way and inviting us to come and see what God will do.